It's a Wednesday morning. Ed Brady, g'day to you.
Yeah, morning, boys. It feels like Groundhog Day here, if I'm honest, because just to repeat the news again, Theresa May has lost her Brexit vote in Parliament again, and nobody quite knows what's going to happen next. It's been a terrible night for the Prime Minister. If you hear any of the clips that the radio stations will be pumping out of her speaking, she's pretty much lost her voice. And she's massively lost this Brexit vote in Parliament. So previously she lost by 230 votes. Tonight, in the last couple of hours, she's lost by 149. What does that mean? We are now 16 days away from Britain leaving the European Union. And Theresa May has just said that the next vote they will have, same time, same place, later on tonight, they're going to basically vote on whether or not to leave with no deal. So we're getting there slowly, but I don't think any British Prime Minister has had such back-to-back catastrophic defeats in Parliament since the days of the American Civil War. Wow. It is quite extraordinary.
Wow, it's an amazing time indeed. There's a storm brewing and it could impact on your spring carnival. Tell me more.
Yeah, Cheltenham Festival is all this week. So it's where our horses go over the jumps. National Hunt Racing, as we call it. Cheltenham is a lovely town in Gloucestershire. About 100,000 people head there every single day for 4 days of the race meeting. Unfortunately, got off to a flyer today. Great day, little bit windy, bit of rain. Storm Gareth is blowing in, and the end result is they're going to have an inspection of the race course in the morning at 8 a.m. UK time, because wind speeds of 45 miles per hour are predicted. And if that is the case, you know, between all the broadcasting equipment and all the spectator safety and the horses, everything basically, they may not be able to have a day's racing, and that would be terrible for Cheltenham. It really, really would. But we'll know more after the inspection at 8 a.m.
We've got our own Storm Gareth here. He's on the air from 8:30 this morning. All right, mate, you take care. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, boys.